Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Couldn't you have given the guy a lobster to take home?
He didn't want it.
This
tried.
This is bothering me.
Oh, no. Do you think I didn't try?
Yeah, what did he say? No.
Yeah, he just didn't want. I told him, I said, fill your lobster. It was awesome because they prepared like an entire dinner.
Oh,
and
yum.
It sat there. I was on the air that night until about 11 o'clock, and it sat there because no one was eating it. But I did. I remember getting home after that show, and I think I had a great lobster dinner right around midnight.
Aren't lobsters hard to eat?
No.
They're delicious to eat.
I would have thought Jinx. So too, Fred. Crabs are hard to eat, though, right?
Crabs are hard to eat, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's a lot,
lobster,
there's
not
a lot of work.
So bad.
Not as much work with a lobster.
Yeah. Those claws are a little bit bigger. We wax philosophic. In Sue's News today, we have a story from 47 years ago. Now, I was a kid, Mark was a kid, and Fred was a kid. Abby was not alive, but I'm telling you that I don't remember this. In 1975, Sarah Jane Moore, do you know that name, Fred?
Is she tried to kill somebody?
That's right.
President?
She failed in her attempt to assassinate President Gerald Ford.
Well,
did you remember
Frum.
That? No. This what? Was Wait. This was less than 3 weeks after Squeaky Fromm tried to do
okay,
it.
Okay, because I do remember
there
that
there were two
name.
Attempts.
All right, that's a little foggy.
Yeah, so Sarah Jane Moore failed in her attempt 47 years ago today to assassinate President Ford, who could, by all accounts, was, I mean, totally harmless. I of all people,
well,
to try to take out.
Well, he tripped over
yeah,
a lot
except
of things,
to himself.
But outside of that.
Yeah.
Well,
yes. Okay, so she did it less than 3 weeks after a member of the Manson family tried to take him out. That was Squeaky Fromm. Moore got sentenced to life in prison, but they let her out on parole in 2007. Fromm and Moore are the only two women to have attempted to assassinate an American president.
I think maybe the reason we don't remember her name, and I do vaguely remember the name, so I couldn't have placed it, but because Squeaky Fromm's name is so unique and because
yeah.
there was so much attention on that, that might be, it just got overshadowed.
Well, the fact that they were 3 weeks apart and they both tried
yeah.
in California.
That's interesting.
Isn't that bizarre?
Can you imagine what the president was thinking? Like,
what
come
in
on.
The world, right?
Back-to-back attempts?
Come on. By the way, fall, I think we all know this, officially arrives today at 8:04 p.m. I have my fall purse. You understand?
Oh, I did see that.
I switched to the fall purse.
Nice there.
Thank you.
What's the difference?
Well, I can't have a light color, Fred, in the fall.
Oh.
You know, I had that light green. We have to move. You understand.
Okay. Now
it's
I
a
do.
Dark color. Abby, do you feel me on that?
I understand, yes.
Thank you.
Believe it or not, I understand, too. Even though I can't believe I admitted that, but I do understand. I really do.
Now, I've got some facts for you about the changing season. Okay, the first day of fall, of course, is the autumnal equinox. Do you know what equinox means, Fred Bottenheimer?
I do not.
Abby, anybody?
Something about the moon?
No, but that's a good guess.
Something about the sun.
It means equal night.
No.
I'm sorry, I only have a this. I don't have the buzzer. You got to buzz yourself. Thank you. It means equal night.
Oh, I see.
But we don't really get exactly 12 hours of daytime today. More like 12 hours, 10 minutes. There is a day when it happens, and that's the equinox. And for most of the U.S., it's next Monday or Tuesday. Mm-hmm. The word fall comes from an old saying, the fall of leaves. A poet in England used to say it in the 1600s, and it caught on. Americans kept saying it and shortened it to fall, but most British people, of course, say autumn. Snooties.
Yeah, they also say Cuber, as I always have to point
what
out.
What is Cuber? What's Cuba?
Cuba.
A country.
They put an
oh,
R in Cuba
sakes.
And lieutenant. I don't follow.
Lieutenant?
They say lieutenant.
What is that? Yeah.
They
you
add an
turn?
F to lieutenant.
Oh, I don't like that.
I love my British peeps, but they talk funny.
Yeah,
what can I say?
It's true.
But then again, it's in fairness, they would say we say farty around here, right?
That's
farty,
true.
Highway farty far.
Morgan fired. That's my best one. And how many leaves fall every year? It's impossible to know, but somebody ballparked it anyway. 200 billion trees in the U.S., 200,000 leaves each, 40 quadrillion leaves. That's probably way off, though, but that is the best guess on how many leaves fall.
That would be fun to jump
Wouldn't
into.
Wouldn't that be? In a story for Mark, Americans have been listening to music this year. Music revenue is up 9%. We already learned about the sales of vinyl records up 22%. We talked about that. Paid streaming music services are up 10% with revenue around $6.5 million. 90 million people have streaming services now. And streaming represents 84% of total music revenue.
They don't pay me to say this. They never have, but I love Tidal, T-I-D-A-L. It's a great music service. A lot of people are not familiar with them. The format is very easy to use. If you want to check it out, I think they have a free subscription.
Is it like Spotify?
Yeah. You know, but I love the format. It's just an easier format to me than Apple Music or Spotify. So, and it's, I think it's competitively priced. The other thing, for Tidal is unique because it does have a category for people who consider themselves more audiophiles because there's a master quality audio, but you don't have to have that. You pay more for that. You don't have to have it.
Oh, that's interesting. If you need a change in venue, there's the fancy yogurt company Siggy's. I don't actually know if that's how you pronounce it. I've eaten it, and I call it Siggy's in my head. It's S-I-G-G-I apostrophe S. They will pay a person $50,000. All you have to do is move to Iceland, which is one of the world's happiest countries, and share the experience with its four-day work week. Apparently, they're loving it there. And then you just have to talk about it on social media. Fred, Iceland, yes, no.
Oh, I'm all for Iceland.
Me too.
Yeah.
All you guys have to do is post. You have to document your experiences. You got to try the food, immerse yourself in the culture. And to apply for this role, you need a valid passport, some strong writing skills, a passion for photography. But I don't know that, Fred, your palate will allow you.
Yeah, you got to
be
serve
really
lobster.
Yeah, see. You've got to be more food adventurous. Fred
That's
is
true.
Not strong in food adventure. Mark could go. And finally, in Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Yuma, Arizona is known as the sunniest place on Earth. It gets more than 4,000 sunlight hours per year. Now, this is more than any other city in the world. I mean, yes. Because even if the sun is up in Alaska when the sun shines, it could be cloudy. This is straight up sunshine.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's Arizona? Sue's News did not go into the why, Fred.
Well,
you could do that on Fred's News.
That's right.
Right. Yes. The why costs extra, Fred. You should know that by now. 422.
Right.
State Senator Holly Radar is coming up. She's written a book that's getting a lot of attention called Cinder Girl, Growing Up on America's Fringe. We'll also get an update on what's happening with the big tax cut in Jeff City. It's all coming up here next on 97.1 FM Talk. Phoenix, they're in town tonight.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.